This is Len, and you're listening to Big J, Dean Lipa on the Jabbercast, Talk Radio on the go.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big J, Dean Lipa, Talk Radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week, from the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast, Talk Radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big J, Dean Lipa, all rights reserved, listener feedback encouraged, some conditions apply, open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
Hi, I'm Lipo.
And I'm Big JD.
And this is show 27 of the Jabbercast, here live on A Touch of Class Radio and a podcast near you.
That's right. We still make the shows available as a podcast.
That's where most of our listeners are coming from right now. This is only our second time doing the live radio thing.
Hello, everybody out there in radio land.
Land.
Like those effects.
You want some? I got some.
What's new with you?
This week, what's new? I'm going to see a surgeon on Tuesday.
Yeah, I meant to ask you about that because you said you were going up to London.
Anticipating that very much.
And how come you actually go to London? Because we do have some pretty good surgeons in our city.
But from what I hear, yeah, everybody I've talked to said that there's a couple really good guys.
Did somebody recommend somebody?
My doctor? Sister-in-law. My wife's sister had the exact same injury, torn ACL, and she called the Kennedy... Fowler Kennedy
Space Center.
It's the Fowler Kennedy Space Center. Actually, the Fowler Kennedy Sports Injury Clinic is in the 3M building at the University of Western Ontario in London. Mm-hmm. And the guy who's doing it, he got a fellowship. Whatever a fellowship is, you get it from a university.
That's that movie with
the Bad Fellows.
The Fellowship of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, I thought you were calling.
Yeah, he got a fellowship at the University of Pittsburgh, and then from there, he worked on all the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like when they had.
Well, if he can fix a penguin, I'm sure he can fix your knee.
And he fixed
because a penguin's leg's got to be hard to work on.
Not if you're a Pittsburgh Penguin playing hockey.
And your sister.
In law. Had her ACL torn as well.
And was it from skiing?
No. The original injury was from work. She jumped down and then just... And then she went through physio because the doctor she went to wasn't one of the good guys. Huh. And she was told, you'll be fine. Just go to physio. And she was on that for like 4 or 5 months. Mm-hmm. And then she just went on with her life. She felt like it was strong. Didn't feel the same, she said, but right. it was strong. And I have to admit, I'm feeling a lot better as the weeks go by. And she went and played softball. She just running up for a ball and stepped down one time, and yeah. She just felt a giveaway.
So
she did more damage to her meniscus, which is like a piece of cartilage that sits on top of your bottom. It's like a top mm-hmm. plate. And so she ended up doing more damage to that, so she had like... two things wrong with her now. Her ACL was disconnected still, and she had a torn meniscus.
That's what I was going to say before. If you were to wait, you know, however long you might wait for surgery, you'd have to baby that. Basically, you'd have to be very careful of
not only baby re-injury, but you also have to make sure that the muscles that aren't getting used because the ACL isn't attached to those, that you are constantly stimulating as much as you can, so they don't go bye bye. So that's what I'm doing. Working on keeping my knee all stretched up and trying to make sure I have a maximum...
Do you do a regular regimen of exercises
right,
for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do a lot for mine.
You do way more
supposed
than
to
I do.
We're supposed to do... Well, I'm supposed to do it 3 times a day. And I do 4, including my therapy or on the weekends. I still do 4 when I can't go there.
So on therapy days, you do it 5 times? You have 5?
No, on therapy days, I still do. Like, I do my 3 times plus therapy.
Okay.
So I'm counting still as 4. Always, though. So on the weekend, I do extra.
Gotcha.
So, I would probably do more, but it's kind of fills up the day.
every, you know, within a 3-hour period, I have to be back home doing the exercises.
That's right.
And
it's kind of a trick for us to even plan on doing the show this morning.
Speaking of exercises.
Oh, right. There's a segue.
Yeah.
Softball thrown right at you.
We're doing the Get in Shape show this morning.
Yay.
Easter morning.
Easter mornings.
Easter Sunday,
yes.
Yeah. Neato.
Neato. Jeff is not a practicing Catholic. I guess I'm not either, but I believe it in Easter. Judaism has some kind of recognition of Easter, don't they?
It's Passover.
Oh, right. It's Passover.
This is Passover.
Right.
So I'm going to pass things over to you.
All right.
And we'll get started.
This week's show is going to be all about getting in shape because we have an expert here in the studio with us today.
There's nobody in here but us.
Oh, that's you. That's why.
Wow.
Tell me what your qualifications are. What are your qualifications?
I am a certified personal trainer, certified in strength and conditioning, and also certified fitness instructor, aerobics instructor, if you will.
Have you trained any celebrities like Oprah or Sandra Pupitello or anybody like
that? Celebrities. Our local celebrities. I wouldn't say any celebrities, no, but I've trained an awful lot of people.
Didn't you do something with Lisa Williams or something?
Do something with her? Nope.
Do you wish you could do something to Lisa Williams?
No, sir.
Good. She's a good Catholic girl. She doesn't want you touching her.
Catholic girls stop much too late.
Do you take stuff
late.
Like massage therapy?
Do I take?
When you did your training for?
No, actually not massage therapy.
Okay. Just curious.
No, it's actually something totally different. You learn a lot about muscles and things like that. Muscles and muscle groups and how to work them and so forth.
We're going
to
talk about a little bit of that
stretching
today,
and things. Yeah, we're going to talk about a lot of things today. We're okay. going to get into some nitty gritty about diet and exercise.
Okay. Are these yours?
Well, that I had given you that.
You're giving this to me.
And I'm giving it to you again because I don't see that you have it in there. But, yeah, so let's start out with a little bit of information.
Okay.
On nutrition.
Why do you want to start with nutrition? Why is what you eat a good place to start?
Well, because even if somebody doesn't exercise, eating right is a healthy lifestyle choice.
And it's all about choices.
There's so many different ways to go. If somebody eats horribly but exercises like a fiend to keep their weight down because of the fact that they like to eat and eat junk, and they can keep the weight off, but are they really that healthy? Nay.
Right. They're not
necessarily. But if you do eat properly and don't exercise, but you eat very well, then chances are I think you'd be a little more healthier than the other. But there's other things that, you know, fit in there, like aerobic exercise. You know, how well is your oxygen flowing through your body and your blood and things like that. So if you're not exercising, your metabolism will be different than that if you would
right.
exercise. And same with your oxygen and blood flow.
And why is that important?
It's very important just to maintain a healthy cycle in your body and a healthy lifestyle, and for a lot of other reasons, some being disease and some being fatigue and some being a healthy weight and things like that. There's a lot of reasons why you would want to eat healthy and or exercise. Combination of both is the best.
So when you exercise, you actually are improving the efficiency of the way your body processes the food and regenerates cells and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it all works hand in hand, sure. The exercise will help with the food. Food can certainly help you with exercise. So both of them together is a winning combination.
Sounds like a commercial.
But, I mean, I can get started on nutrition if you want a little bit.
Well, I heard that you're supposed to eat 6 meals a day. Is that right?
Well, that's a healthy way to eat, a good way to eat, a way of keeping your metabolism.
I had some metabolism last
keeping
night.
Keeping your metabolism optimal instead of having those 3 square meals like you would think is the right way to eat without having anything in between. your body processes all that food and then it gets nothing for hours until you have your lunch. And then again, your body's got to work at getting rid of all that food again. And then there's nothing until dinner time. Well, if you eat six meals throughout the day, it's more like grazing. And that way it keeps your metabolism at a basically a steady rate, keeps your blood sugar levels at more steady rate.
That makes a lot of sense, I have to admit, because I feel that way too. I know when my blood sugar is low and I haven't eaten for too many hours.
There's different ways of looking at it. You can look at it as, of course, they shouldn't be like a regular breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They would all be a little bit smaller meals, and we'll get more into that later. But you can look at it as at least having something in between your meals, you know, a snack, not a snack in the way of chips and chocolate bars, but a snack of, you know, fruit or a salad or something in between your regular meals. But to have six small regular meals throughout the day is optimal.
So do you eat any one big meal?
You wouldn't normally eat any one big meal, not necessarily, no, if you didn't have to. No.
And
there's different ways and reasons why you might eat a super low carb diet if you're a competitive bodybuilder. And then every few days you might have a what's called a carb load because your brain needs sugar. And if you're lacking in the sugars from a low carb, an extremely low carb diet for competitive reasons, then there are times when you would eat a bigger, higher carb meal every few days to regenerate that, system in your body, the carbs, the insulin, and the blood sugar levels and all that stuff.
Now, what's a good source of carbs?
Oh, there's complex carbohydrates and there's simple sugars. And
is one better than the other?
Yeah, the complex is a lot better. It's produces insulin at a smaller rate than a simple sugar. Simple sugar being like some fruits and sugar itself, and your insulin will generally spike to get rid of all that sugar, and it'll generally turn that sugar just into fat. Whereas if you eat complex carbohydrates, like some of your pastas and some breads and whole grain type of things, then your blood sugar isn't spiked, and that carbohydrate also lasts a little longer in your system too. So it's good for some of your workouts and your runs and things like that.
So you don't burn out, get that burnt out, empty feeling.
Yeah. When you eat a quick fix of sugar, like a chocolate bar, like, oh, my sugar's really low, I need some sugar, and you eat a chocolate bar and it lasts for a matter of minutes, 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, spikes your insulin level. Your insulin gets rid of all the sugar and then you're down in the dumps, even worse than you were probably beforehand.
I do that a lot when I go golfing. I have a chocolate bar before I go golfing. It doesn't seem like it's a minute. It seems like about a half an hour after.
Yeah. Well, it's different for different people too, but depends on how quick or slow your metabolism would be. But on nutrition, I have some...
you have some what?
Some little statements here that we can get into. Like, I eat very well and still can't lose weight.
Right. I've heard that before.
A lot of people say that. And it's, they don't eat well.
Then there's people who don't eat well and...
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to get into the other side of the coin too. But if somebody says that I eat very well and I still can't lose the weight, well, there's a reason for it. You're not eating as well as you think that you are. I don't eat very much and still can't drop the weight. Well, this is a twofold thing. Either you're lying... Or
psychological.
If you don't eat very much, it slows your metabolism down because your body's not working constantly to get rid of the food like the six meals a day. So your metabolism's slower. So it's going to be hard for you to lose weight. So people that think, well, I'm just going to have like one meal a day and I'm going to shed some pounds. Well, it doesn't happen like that. It doesn't work like that exactly. Some people can get away with it, but most can't. I tried every diet in the book. None work. Diets don't work.
Diets don't work.
Diet is not a lifestyle. Diet is basically a quick fix. And trying to quick fix anything is temporary.
That's
whether
right.
It's a car or, you know, you bandage up something, a hose on your car just to get you by to the next service station or something.
Duct tape.
It's a quick fix, yeah. Duct tape's a quick fix.
Diet is the duct tape of...
That's like putting duct tape on... putting duct tape on your mouth. That's a quick fix. Did not get any food in. You just peel it off and then gorge.
Sure.
Age, metabolism, and medical issues, like the thyroid problems that everybody has. That's why they're, you know, in most cases, it's that's not the issue. It's your food, it's your diet, and it's your exercise.
No, we're talking about thyroid. You lost me there.
Well, probably 8 out of 10, I would say, obese people always, you know, my doctor says I have a thyroid problem. That's why I can't lose the weight. Like, you hear that a lot.
Okay.
It's a thyroid problem. And so in most cases, it's not. Or it's the fact that your eating habits and your exercise habits, which exercise may be nil, will be a reason for that. And it's just, you know, that it all goes hand in hand. One thing feeds off the other. You'll have issues. You'll have problems. You'll be taking glyburide for your blood sugar, and you'll be taking high blood pressure medicine, and, you know, and there's a reason for it. It's because of your diet. And if you don't give it the chance to at least eat right and exercise to find out and get off the meds,
mm-hmm.
then you can't rule it out. You can't say, no, my doctor says my thyroid, that's it. Or my doctor says, you know, I have to take glyburide for my sugar. But you don't have to.
Right.
People are taking those basic medications for cholesterol, blood sugar levels, type 2 diabetes, and other, not necessarily minor, but minor issues that can be controlled with food. And benefits of eating well and exercising, we just talked about, really, that's take care of your body. Maybe you'll live longer. Maybe you'll be able to enjoy doing things you like to do that you maybe can't, or having the stamina to do them longer.
Right.
Those kinds of things. And then there's other people that are simply fat, lazy, and love it. And I've met people like that before. I've been into the health and nutrition scene for quite a while, and I had a business, and a partner and I sold health and nutrition products, and I also helped a lot of people through this time, personal training and workout routines and blogs and things like that. And I've had people that say, and one particular woman comes to mind, she was really big. She said, my doctor says I'm in great shape, so I don't want any health products, and I don't need to exercise or whatever. She says, I feel good. My doctor says I'm healthy. And I'm fine with it.
And she lit up a cigarette.
Oh, I don't know whether she smoked or not, but and if they are, I guess that's okay. It's also kind of a personal choice too.
The healthy thing, you mean? I should say the happy thing.
The happy thing. If that's how she feels, then that's cool. And most people don't even know that I'm a personal trainer. I would never tell most people that or push that on anybody. If somebody asks me something, yeah, I'll tell them. But I don't, you know, get in anybody's face, because I think that, honestly, when it all boils down, people should just do whatever they want, whatever makes them happy. You know what I mean? If you're overweight and you like to eat candy, then do it. I don't think it's right, but if that's what somebody likes to do, then I don't see anything wrong with it. I think
it has, you know, to do with what your expectations are for how you're going to live your life out near the end, I think. You live so much longer if you live a healthier lifestyle, if nothing bad happens to you, like, you know.
Right, right. Chances are
greater to live a longer life if you live a healthy lifestyle.
Sure.
I mean, that's just common sense.
But some people like to eat and don't want to exercise. And if that's what they like and they don't want to do those things, then all the power to them, you know. And if you did live a shorter life but really enjoyed it, well, that's cool too, I guess.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? A little happy medium there of some kind.
Anything else about nutrition, Jeff?
I got some other nutrition pointers to get into later. What else have you got?
What have I got?
Yeah, what else have you got?
I'm just a fountain of information over here.
You are.
Oh, yeah.
Section 2?
Well, no, you have, these are Big JD's nutritional tips.
Those aren't my nutritional tips.
Would you?
They're just general nutrition tips.
General.
Yeah. I actually have Big JD's bonus tips here that we'll get into later. And they're, you know, if you can't handle the truth, turn down the dial.
No, fast forward. Just fast forward.
Yeah, fast forward.
That's what the whole beauty of, oh, no, we're live.
That's right. We're so live now.
You're going to have to turn the volume down. That's right.
There you go.
Sorry. I'm not used to this live thing.
Live on A Touch of Class Radio, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Sharp.
Sharp. Even Easter Sunday.
No, I mean, we look sharp.
Well, speak for yourself. You're in shape. And
no, actually, I'm not. And I'm not in shape at all.
It's hard to be in shape.
Maybe we'll, I don't know if we will, but some before and after thing on the website, because I'm going to go through another transformation. I do a program. I originally did it just because I wanted to do the program. I had, friends that had done it, and it was amazing. And the first time I did it, it was awesome. And then after that, I did it every year for fun. I'd actually put on a few pounds and then wanted to lose them just because the program was really cool. But since I've been off now because of the shoulder thing, I have not been able to work out, and my eating habits haven't been like they should be. And I'm probably up about 20 to 25 pounds, I'd say. I don't have my six pack right now. Well, I sort of can make,
some definition there.
Deceivingly look like it, I suppose. But I got lots of extra fat. And I'm going to lose it. So
you're going to do the Body for Life 12-week thing?
It's going to be a little different for me. I'm going to have to do things a little slower because I can't work out right now, and I'm not going to be able to work out for a while. And when I do, it's going to be pretty light. But the eating habits had to change. And that all started as of last Monday, actually. So it's been a week of eating much healthier. No garbage. None of the carbohydrates. None of the junk. No cookies. No nothing, So it's been a good week. And I don't have a problem with the willpower and things. And that's something else to get into, I guess. Or things like that. That reasons why people fall off the wagon. But I don't have a problem with that. I put together a regimen and stick with it. And it's been a good week in that respect, and it'll continue to be so. And as time progresses, then I'll be able to get into the gym and start working out and then shed all the fat. I know it's not going to be a problem for me losing it, but it just sucks right now because just before I stopped working out, right around the time of that MRI where they shot all that dye and stuff in my arm, and I couldn't move it anymore after that, and I was ripped. 165 pounds ripped.
Yeah.
And now I'm probably, I don't know, I got to be close to 190 for sure.
And not so ripped.
With a round belly happening.
And not so ripped.
No, not at all. So,
but except your shoulder, it's kind of ripped. You're ripping it every
day. My shoulder was ripped, that's for sure. But where do you want to move to?
What do you think about portion sizes?
Portion sizes should be small.
Small.
Yeah. Portion sizes of your six meals, your six meal plan should be small. Your whole meal shouldn't be much bigger than the size of your fist. A lot of people take that the wrong way and think that, oh, size of my fist. Oh, okay, there's my piece of meat. Okay. Yeah. Then my potato, and then my, your whole thing shouldn't be any bigger, really. I mean, your salad will be on the side, I guess, but your meat and your potato, say a small baked potato or something, should be the size of your fist. That's your meal six times a day. Add it all up. Sure, it'll be three good sized meals, but you're spreading that out through the day. And that's a good thing, as Martha would say. We're going to have Martha in the studio next week, I think.
I've seen some pretty big portions on her shows before, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think about getting containers to store your food?
You should have containers to store the food, and you should carry all your food around with you in a little cooler if you have to. You might think it's goofy at first, and you might be embarrassed about it, but honestly, people are going to look at you and say, well, most of them, even if they look at you at first and think that's kind of weird, they're going to think, wow, I wish I could do that. I wish I could keep my food with me all the time so that I had an apple, and I had my protein bar, and I had a shake in there, and I had a piece of chicken and baked potato that I can throw in my buddy's microwave because I need to eat now. It's very important. And if you want to be in optimal health, then that's the way you do things.
You have a container with wheels on it.
Yes, I do.
Walk.
Of course, I don't carry around with me right now, but in a matter of time, I'll be back to that.
He even has meals around with him on wheels.
Meals on wheels.
That's you. So it's not, the container thing isn't just the big JD. I got to have a container for everything just in case there's a fire in my apartment. I can leave with my food.
Yeah. Yeah. You can put your food in the container as well as your valuables.
What is the value, speaking of valuables, of drinking water?
Oh, there's so much value to water. Water cleans out your system. Water gets rid of a lot of toxins in your body as it's going through you. Water, believe it or not, helps you to not retain water.
I don't believe it.
You better believe it. You heard it here first on the Jabbercast.
Say that again.
Drinking water. A lot of water?
Yes.
Constantly?
Yes.
Your body knows that it's got water, a constant flow of water. It's not going to retain so much water. So you're not going to retain as much water in your, you know, on your skin and so forth and have any bloated feel or...
Oh, that makes perfect
that
sense.
That kind of thing. So whereas if you're not getting so much water, your body's going to tend to hold on to as much water as it can. We're made up of like 75% water.
Right. So your body gets conditioned to the fact that there's constant tons of water. I always have water.
And plus the fact that you're going in the pee-pee all the time helps to clean out your system. So we run on water. Like your car runs on water or, you know, whatever system you have that flows through.
It's gas.
Well, not, it's gas, but I mean that cleans out
the cooling system
running through there or the oil that runs through to keep your system lubricated. Well, water plays a very important part in our system.
Now, what about KY jelly?
Well, cuts down on the friction, you know, and the heat and...
The heat? Don't you like the heat?
Well, it depends on how fast you're thrusting.
Can't take the heat. Get out of the bedroom.
I don't know where KY came into play, but unless you're talking about some of Kentucky.
You're talking about the lubricant.
Oh, okay.
What about Kentucky?
KY. That's Kentucky. KY USA.
Ah, Louisville KY. Hey.
Big JD and Lippo on the Jabbercast.
What about the timing of your eating and the time you do your workout, whatever workout you're doing?
Well, there's a lot of different things said about that, but you want to look at time for a lot of different things for your meals, especially not eating very late at night. That's not really in relation to your workout, but you don't want to eat past a certain time because your metabolism is going to slow down through the night. You don't want it to be trying to break down meat and your food that you ate like 10 minutes before you went to bed. But as far as your exercises are concerned, you want to eat some complex carbohydrate maybe.
Or timing.
Yeah, timing of the food.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
So if I wake up in the morning and I want to do my workout, should I eat first or should I wait?
Well, I seem to think that the best thing is to wait. But there are some who will differ and will eat some, depending on what you're doing, some complex carbohydrates maybe to last a little longer in your system and then go out for your run. And then you got some energy through your, you know, your run or whatever. And as well afterwards, some say to wait and some say that you have a window to get more nutrients into your body within like an hour's time after your workout so that you want to have a protein shake and some little bit of vitamins and minerals and things like that. So there's different things said kind of about the timing.
The reason I ask you about that, because there's a tip here that says that if you don't eat before your workout, and also if you can wait an hour after your workout to eat, you'll be maximizing your the residual fat burning effects of the exercise.
Mm-hmm.
If there is such a thing as residual fat burning effects.
Yeah, well, your metabolism is raised, and you're still running on the fat stores. Once you bring food into the equation, see, I'm talking about protein shake, and I'm talking about some vitamins and minerals. I'm not necessarily talking about food right after this hour window, say. But if you get food into the equation, then your body's metabolizing food, and now it's not burning up the fat from your body. It's burning up the food and the energy from the food. So there's a big difference there after your workout. So the residual is that your body's continuing to burn off fat stores without taking in the food.
That's what I was getting at. I wanted you to put that in those awesome words that you were able to do there. Now, what about, since you're not eating a lot like a lot of meat or just an abundance of food, if you're trying to take off some pounds, do you condone the use of supplements? Vitamin supplements, mineral supplements?
Yes, I do. I think people can do it without. Some people need a helping hand. And depending on your health and medical condition, you might want to watch some of the things you take. Some are natural, some are non-natural. I'm a big believer in ephedra. And it may not be the best thing for everybody, but ephedra will help you shed pounds. Bitter orange will help you, and it's not the safest thing in the world either. But there are a lot of other things.
What is bitter orange?
Bitter orange is just another natural type of fat burner, but apparently is not the most healthy thing for you. Same with ephedra.
But I don't think of those as supplements. I think of those as...
drugs.
Weight loss.
No, they're not drugs, but they're actually legal here.
Helpers.
Weight loss supplements.
Where's the one I'm thinking of? Supplements. I'm
vitamins,
thinking,
minerals. Yeah. You're thinking of the protein shake, and you're thinking of the creatine monohydrate that helps to put energy into your cells and stuff for your workouts.
Exactly.
And things like, yeah, I'm a big believer in supplements. Supplements are good, and supplements are a way to get vitamins, minerals, and nourishment into your body without having to have food and sometimes being on the go.
Now, are they all the same?
Just like the Jabbercast, talk radio on the go, folks, when you visit our website. Or download the or subscribe to the podcast from iTunes Store.
www.thejabbercast.com.
www.podcast.
No, no.
What is it?
Thejabbercast.com.
That's right.
What I was asking you is, are all supplements the same?
All supplements are the same supplement from different companies are generally... probably going to be basically the same.
So the price you pay is not...
No, it might be for the name. It may be for some other ingredients. It may be for the size of the stuff. We're not halfway through the show yet, are we?
Right now.
Oh, okay. We want to quickly move on because we got to get into exercise. And of course, the Jabbercast live on A Touch of Class Radio is 11 to 12 every Sunday.
Brought to you by GNC Nutrient Source.
Hey, yeah. And the Edge Nutrition right here in Windsor, Ontario, Canada.
Where are they at?
And the USA.
Where in Windsor is the Edge?
The Edge. Here, we're giving them a plug now, and then we're not even getting anything from it?
That's where that's where you got to start.
Tecumseh Road East and Wyandotte Street East.
Okay. We'll want to help our listeners if they're listening.
Of course. The Edge Nutrition in Windsor. So if you want to look for some supplements, that's the place to go. And as well, there's they have an Edge in Detroit. That's a 14-mile road near the mall there. What's that, Oakland Mall?
John R.
It's awesome over there. Mile. Yeah, continue down the list of nutrition stuff so we can get through that.
Find your emotional reason for staying on track.
Very important. You might have an emotional reason for staying on track. It might be just to fit into something or, because you're an emotional eater. Maybe you get down in the dumps, depressed, and you have to have goodies. A lot of people are like that. And that might be one of the reasons that you want to eat healthy is because you don't want to eat because you're depressed or something.
Wow.
So you'd be really conscious of that and you eat good. Like, you know, I want a chocolate bar. I just feel depressed or had a rotten day at work. Somebody bothers me at work all the time. Well, don't sit on the couch and eat a bag of potato chips. Make yourself something good. Cut up some carrots and, you know.
But then
you'll feel better after.
You will feel better after. But I think a lot of people want that.
Comfort food.
The chocolate bar or whatever.
It's hard to break out of that habit.
I deserve it. I had a bad experience and I want to have a good experience.
But what you deserve more is a healthier quality food. Sure, you deserve the chocolate and the goodies, but is that what you want to feed your system?
That's right.
Okay, I'll give you a few of Big JD's bonus tips. Supplements. Creatine, ephedra, or alternative. HCA is something that helps to suppress your appetite, and in a lot of cases in the fat burner products you find hydroxycitric acid. It's comes from, honestly, it escapes me now, I think the grapefruit extract or something, but I've always found that to be really good. Chromium picolinate, which helps also with your water and sugar levels and other vitamins and minerals. We mentioned water, which is extremely important, so I don't have to get into that anymore. Foods to eat and foods to avoid, as far as nutrition is concerned.
Isn't it common sense?
A lot of it is you look at the labels, but a lot of it you got to realize, when you see on the package, no fat, awesome. I'm on a diet, I'm eating well, I'm going to buy this no fat thing. Well, look at the sugar content. The sugar's, it's probably really high in sugar, and sugar, honestly, is going to be worse for you than the fat. Because sugar's going to spike your insulin, and it's just going to turn to fat, and it's going to leave you down in the dumps. Whereas the fat is still metabolized slower, but you want to try and avoid both of them. You want to try and avoid fat at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
Monounsaturated fat is okay. You want to keep away from saturated fats and trans fats. Your sugars, you want to try and avoid any sugars that you can, mostly because you're going to get enough. And salt, you want to keep away from salt. You don't want salt to retain your water, and salt's just not good for you.
And you get most of your sugar from fruits. That's what you're saying?
You can get your sugars from fruit, but you got to watch fruits too, because there's a lot of sugar in fruit. Yeah, a lot of sugar in fruit. That's another thing people say. I eat tons of fruit. That's all I eat. Well, yeah, you're getting so much sugar that you'll never lose weight.
Really?
That's right.
You could eat fruit and still get fat.
Sure.
Yeah,
lots of sugar in fruit. Some fruit has.
So you're saying you got to watch your fruit?
Sure do.
Wow.
You don't want to just eat fruit all day either.
I do.
The importance of protein. Don't be a fruit. The importance of protein. Protein rebuilds your muscles.
Okay.
And the individual proteins themselves do a lot of different things. I mean, for your hair and your nails and all kinds of things. But in general, for exercise and nutrition purposes, protein will rebuild your torn muscles that you've damaged during a workout. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to damage. That's how you build them. They break down, they repair, and it makes them bigger and stronger. And protein has a big part in that.
So you should eat.
And also your protein shake will help suppress your appetite and make you feel fuller. Protein does that.
So what
high protein diet is good.
What is in a protein shake? What is the source of the protein?
What is the source?
Is it like a minced up steak?
No, it's generally a good quality protein is whey protein. There's different kinds.
No way.
Whey protein, soy protein, you know, there's different kinds, but whey is like a milk product of some kind. But whey protein is a very good protein.
Is there anything? Is
isolated Eon whey protein.
Whoa.
So eat all the time. You want to lose weight? Eat all the time.
I party all the time.
Party
all the time.
You know, that's Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
You want to eat all the time to lose weight. And it sounds like it wouldn't make sense, but that's the way it is. You want to graze all day.
And night. And party every day.
I want to
graze all day.
And get off the drugs, man. Cholesterol, sugar, blood pressure, all that crap. If you eat right and exercise, chances are you'll get off them. Contrary to what your doctor says, Big JD knows.
Dr. JD.
That's right. Big DR.
DRGD.
Those are my bonus tips on nutrition. We want to continue on some nutrition, or are we going to get into some exercise? You got some good pointers there?
One.
Flip the page.
Just one.
What do you got?
I'm on my...
Okay. What do you got?
Last page. Strive for consistency, not perfection. You can be sure there will be the occasional meal or snack that's not on the recommended food list. When you get off track in this way, don't allow it to slow you down. Enjoy the divergence.
Right, and continue on.
Recommit to your goal and get back on track with your very next
meal. That's
like
they say
meal.
About smoking. Don't quit quitting. So there you have it. Don't make it a diet. Don't make it short term. And I guarantee you, if you lose the 10 pounds you need to lose, and then you quit your diet because you lost your weight, you're going to gain that back and more. It happens every time.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time.
Exercise.
Yeah, let's move on to exercise.
Exercise your mind. Smoke hash.
Here's some of those frequently asked questions or little statements like I had with the nutrition section on exercise.
This is like bonus tips for exercise?
Well, not at the bonus tips yet. Big JD's bonus tips. But these are some statements like, I do aerobics every day. And I can't lose, or I only maintain my weight.
Oh, I see. Okay, these are statements. All right.
That's because you eat like a slob. No, but seriously, I do aerobics every day, but no, I can't lose weight because your eating habits are probably bad. Otherwise, that wouldn't happen. If you're eating good and you're actually, there's always going to be a plateau, which might be harder for you to get past. But if you're doing an aerobics exercise every day and you can't lose or you're only maintaining your weight, then there's reasons for it. And you have to change the eating habits, or you have to change the intensity level that you're exercising. I constantly do sit-ups and still can't see my abs. The sit-ups don't necessarily have anything to do with your abs.
Well, that's figure that one out.
You got to get rid of the body fat so that you can see the abs. You have abs no matter what.
Obviously, we wouldn't be able to stand up.
Size dependent. Everybody has an abdomen. and muscles in there. And if you drop the fat to a certain point, you'll see them no matter what, mm-hmm. whether you exercise them or not. And exercising makes them larger. And you can't target any place on your body. You exercise can't target fat any place. If you have to lose, like guys, they usually have the spare tire. You can't necessarily target that spare tire or your abs or the flab under a woman's arms or on their upper back. You can't target those areas. You have to lose fat every place, in spite of what you might think are the rubbing compounds that you see on TV infomercial. Oh, rub this on your fat and it'll go away.
Oh, that was good.
Doesn't work like that.
Really?
I walk a lot to work. Oh, sorry. I walk a lot at work, so I don't need to exercise. Totally different. You know, I walk till my feet hurt at work. And my feet hurt. I walk so much at work. It's not the same thing. You have to keep your heart rate up to a certain point in order to actually be in a cardio stage or a fat burning stage.
Right.
And so just your walking at work, it doesn't cut it. Get muscular, get lean, or get both.
Ooh.
A lot of people say it's not possible to get lean and get bigger at the same time, but that's not really true, because you can lose body fat and gain muscle at the same time. So that's something to keep in mind. Or you can go for one goal if you want to just drop fat and you don't need to gain any muscle. But in most cases, if you're on some kind of exercise program and eating right, you're going to gain some muscle.
You're
going to anyway.
Tone up no matter what.
You may not see it, and your body weight may stay the same, and that's something to consider too. It's not this, you don't want to tell anything by a scale, because as you lose fat and gain muscle, then your body can actually maintain the same weight, yet your chemistry is actually changing for the better. And what else have we got? Specific sports training.
Mm-hmm.
That's something you'd want to research if you're a golfer or you're a basketball player, or you want to work on jumping, golfer, want to work on a swing or, those kinds of things. You want to check out what type of training that your body requires for a specific sport. And even if you are naturally thin or in good shape,
mm-hmm.
exercise.
Sure.
That because you're lean and because you have a good shape, there's a few different body shape types.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't necessarily mean that you're healthy.
That's
certainly may
sure.
look good.
Yeah.
And can get away without it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still always better to exercise. And if you'd like to move on to Big JD's bonus tips in exercise.
Okay.
I have no time. Time management, man. Very important. Very important. Time management. You want to manage your time. And it's not just exercise. If you say, I don't have time to exercise, everybody's got time. I don't care who you are or what you do. You always will have time to exercise.
Enough.
If you have to have a travel exercise kit or something that you use in the house, or you have to have your stuff in the house to do your exercises because you can't get to a gym, there's always a way to do something if you want it. And working out at home versus working out at the gym. Some people don't have the willpower to end up doing their workouts at home. They just end up, well, the phone's ringing, so I'm going to be on there for a while. And then, I want to get this done on the computer. And then I got to, I'm going to may as well make a sandwich and then I'll go finish up later or something. Like, some people need the gym. They need to get away to a specific place where they actually, and plus there's other people around motivated. And it's good to have a partner, too.
So you think that the gym atmosphere is good?
A gym atmosphere is the best place for most people. Really? I would prefer workout at home if I had all the equipment.
Okay.
Because I'll do it no matter what, no matter where I am. But most people aren't like that. And a gym is a good atmosphere. And it's worth paying some money to try it and see, And might do other things for you. Get you out of the house.
Sure.
Get you away from the kids. I do my cardio first at the gym to get it out of the way.
What does that mean?
A lot of people, they do their cardio exercise first. They're on the treadmill running.
Right.
Or they're on a rowing machine and everything because they want to get their cardio out of the way. They do the same day they do some workout and cardio.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get my cardio out of the way so I don't, after I'm all done working out and all pooped out, I don't want to get on the treadmill and, walk or run for a half an hour. So I'll do it first. I think that's a mistake, and it's because your body has three energy sources.
Okay.
One is called ATP, adenosine triphosphate, whatever it is exactly. ATP is your quick access energy for like a burst movement.
Mm-hmm.
So throwing up a weight really quick. that's your main first source of energy that your body will actually go through in any exercise program.
ATP.
ATP, that's right. And ATP is helped out by creatine, and that's why a lot of people take creatine to help put that energy into their muscles.
Okay.
To give them some more oomph. And then there's your anaerobic energy, which is an energy that does not require oxygen. It's able to be used for a shorter period of time than anaerobic, which is oxygenated energy. And the aerobic or anaerobic energy is your second source of energy that your body would go through. So unlike ATP, which is good only for an explosive movement and then needs to build back up again.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason for your sets and, you know, waiting your rest periods and things like that. It's the rest of your set that you're going to get through with your actual exercising.
Okay.
And your last is the oxygenated energy, anaerobic, which starts to get you into your fat burning stage and you burn other energy long term.
Oh, okay.
And the thing is, you get on the treadmill and if you actually do that first, you're kind of using up your stores of energy that aren't really required, and you're not really going to get to so much to your fat burning stage right away. Whereas if you did the weights and get through your ATP and your aerobic energy or anaerobic energy, sorry, then by the time it comes for you to do your aerobic exercise, you're actually going to be in a fat burning mode. Because, I mean, you will use the explosive energy, your ATP and your anaerobic energy doing cardio. Not quite as much, obviously, as you would pushing up a heavy weight, but you're still going to have to take all that time. By time you're, if you did your cardio first, you finally get to your fat burning stage, your half hour's over. And now you're going to go do your workout and have depleted some of your quick energy, and you're at the fat burning mode now. But you're already done your cardio. It doesn't, you know what I mean?
Right.
So you want to do your workout first, your actual exercises and weights, then do your cardio. And guarantee it'll make a big change.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And workout routine, including logs and a schedule of some kind, write it all down. Make a plan. Write down the weights that you're going to use and the exercises that you're going to do. And if you don't know how to do them, there's places to find out. And we'll let you know some of the places that you can take a look for the different exercises you need to do. And even for the papers to write it on. All set up for you just to fill in. Equipment.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have gloves if you're using weights and stuff so that you don't get like calluses on your hands and things like that. And a weight belt to help support your back. If you're lifting really heavy weights, you can use straps that... they go around your wrists and then have a strap that you can wrap around a bar so that it gives you, helps you to lift something extremely heavy. It's not all done by your grip.
Gotcha.
And recovery, DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness.
Document object people, module.
And there's no real explanation for why that exists, that if you work out and then the next day you're really sore. I don't know if you've ever come across that. You know, it was chest day, especially when you first start working out. You know, you haven't worked out, and like, you know, I know that when I go back to the gym and start working out, I'm going to feel this a great deal.
Sure.
Until you get back in the workout mode and you don't feel it as much or realize that it's there. But the next day you're really sore, your body part's really sore that you worked out, and that's the like the theory, DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness, and there's no real explanation for it.
No explanation.
It just hurts the next day.
Well,
they hurt later.
You ripped your muscles. That's what I always.
You did rip your muscles, but if you rip your muscles, they would, you know, they repair through the night. So it's important,
fast.
Very important to sleep. While your rest is very important. Yeah, they'll repair quickly. And then you'll rip them something. Well, not necessarily the next day, but you don't normally work out the same body part more than maybe a couple times a week, unless you're doing a really light workout or something like that. But
sure.
Depending on the degree of your exercise, they can repair overnight. Sure. If you've really torn them and you're a heavy bodybuilder, you're probably not going to do that body part until the following week. But they repair pretty fast.
Muscle regeneration is fast, is what you're saying.
It is. Like, you see how fast your nails grow and how quick your hair grows, and your muscles will grow fast. And sleep is very important. You want to get sleep. That's when your muscles grow, is when you sleep. That's when your body rejuvenates.
Regenerates.
And regurgitates. Hopefully not in your sleep.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of celebrities have died that way.
Yes, they have.
Some good books.
On?
Diet and exercise.
Oh, diet and
perhaps.
Exercise. Okay.
Yeah. Well, The Body for Life is an awesome program.
And it's a book.
You can get the Body for Life book. Or you can go to the Body for Life website, bodyforlife.com. It has everything there on it, and it's an awesome program. That's the one I would recommend. It's all by Bill Phillips, who was...
he's dead now.
He's in the... he's one of the EAS owner guys there, supplement company.
EAS?
EAS is the supplement nutrition company, and awesome stuff. And so Body for Life is the program that I suggest. And if you're into some hardcore strength training,
can I just stop you on the Body for
Sure,
Life?
Sure, yeah.
That is a 12-week program.
That's a 12-week program. Yeah.
No, you see, that's
sort of like AA.
It's like a specific amount
of 12
time.
Step.
12 step. Program.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you can transform your body in 12 weeks for sure.
But you're saying don't go on a diet. Whereas this Body for Life thing is kind of like a special diet, is it not?
Well, this is the thing. It's a 12-week period to transform your body, and it all originally started from like a Body for Life challenge where you'd win prizes and all kinds of stuff.
But, valuable prizes.
It's a 12-week transformation, not a 12-week diet. 12 weeks to transform.
Yeah.
And then it's up to you to maintain that after by modifying maybe that same program or coming out of it with an understanding of
how starved you are and you want to go back and have a cheeseburger.
No. How, you know, nutrition in the body and an exercise program, especially hand in hand, works, and that you'll continue to, you know, you'll be excited and ecstatic about your new look, and you'll continue to stay on some type of a program.
But how is that different from a diet?
It teaches you.
People go on a diet, they lose 50 pounds, 20 pounds, whatever, and they say, oh, look how good I look. And then...
Well, for one thing, it's a frame of mind. It's called a diet. And if you're going to go on a diet, like the cabbage soup diet or the Hollywood whatever diet, LA diet, whatever they are, you're going on it for a specific reason, because I got to drop 10 pounds. I got to get into this dress. I do it all the time. I want to fit into a nice dress, so I got to drop that. No. But you want to drop a certain amount of weight. I want to lose 10 pounds. I want to lose 15 pounds, 5 pounds, whatever it is. That's my goal. I'm going on a diet to do that. And then it's over when you're done. Body for Life is not a diet. It's for life. That's just as the name says. It's for life. Body for Life. You're going to transform your body in 12 weeks, but the whole thing's for life. You're going to keep that after. You have to continue. It's 12-week transformation. And after that, you don't necessarily have to transform anything, but you want to eat healthy. You have an understanding by going through this program of what you need to do and what you need to do to maintain. And there's lots of information on the site, and there's forums on there to converse with other people that are on the program and all kinds of stuff. It's pretty good. There's body mass calculators and body fat percentage calculator things that help you to know all that stuff and everything about food. They have videos of all the exercises. And like I said, the one as far as heavy-duty strength training, Nutrex Research has a really good program. You check that out. And they got an awesome creatine as well. That's the creatine I'd recommend, actually.
Say
over
it again.
An EAS stuff. Nutrex. Nutrex Research. So you want to check that online. NutrexResearch.com or Nutrex.com. I'm not sure exactly, but
sounds familiar.
It's cool stuff, too. And they got a great program. Body for Life afterwards, you want to continue on and maintain what you got and eat right for life. Eating for Life is another book that Bill Phillips ended up putting out, and it's got more information on the health and nutrition aspect and recipes and making good food and eating right and eating the foods that you should. And that's something I recommend too. It's a great book. I have it. And another book that's really good, especially for competitors, The Fat Burning Diet by J. Rob, I believe it is. The Fat Burning Diet has recipes and things like that, but it's got lots of information of how to drop body fat and information on, you know, what kinds of foods and things to use to do certain things. And it's a really good one.
So you'd recommend that book?
Yeah, I would recommend that. But let's move on to the Jabber quote.
Okay. Jabber quote, Jabber quote, Jabber quote. Jabber quote, Jabber quote, Jabber quote. Loose lips sink ships. Stitching tabs in line. One in the hands with two in the bush. Jabber quote, Jabber quote, Jabber quote. Jabber quote, Jabber quote, Jabber quote. Okay, this week's Jabber quote. You are what you eat.
I am.
You are. You look like a...
You are what you eat?
You are what you eat.
You are what you eat. What's that mean?
If you eat a carrot, you're going to be turning into a carrot.
If you eat carrots, you're going to see well.
See well?
See well.
We don't have wells here. We used to have a well here, but
you
now
see well?
We get city water pumped in now. No.
Nay.
Well, here's my take on it. You are what you eat. I think if you eat unhealthy foods, you'll have an unhealthy body. Whereas if you eat what's good for you, you'll end up having a lean, mean, fighting machine.
Absolutely.
That's your take on the Jabber quote.
Well, I hit the nail right on the head. You are what you eat.
Just looking at my
you eat good food and... you'll be healthy and you'll have energy and you'll feel good, blah, 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 blah.
Now, who said you are what you eat?
Who said it or who's it brought to us by?
Today's Jabber quote brought to you by Steve and Larry. Nutritional Foods right next to GNC.
Steve and Larry's Nutritionist Foods.
Yeah.
And counseling.
Podcast counseling.
That's right. So there you have a... wondrous amount of information and a couple of programs, the Body for Life, Nutrex program, some books, Body for Life, Eating for Life, the Fat Burning Diet, and websites, like I mentioned, Body for Life. They got exercise animations, body fat calculator, calorie calculator, body mass calculator, vitamin charts and conversions, heart rate calculators, all kinds of things.
Wow. There
that'll help you along.
Now, do you need like a membership or something to get on there?
No. It's nice to get the book because then you have the paper to read and carry it around with you to check it out and stuff. But everything's on the site and even the logs and stuff like that. They have it in XML, like Excel things where you can, you know, type in all your stuff every day and your food and everything and keep track of your calorie stuff and all that. And it's really helpful. First time that I did it, I used all the paper. Had a big thick binder when I was done, boy. Brought it to the gym with me and everything. And it was amazing. My before and after pictures were incredible. Because yes, my buddy that did it was just a ripped Greek god after he was done. 3 months, 12 weeks. And I was in great shape at the time he did it, so I didn't bother with it. But then later on, like, I don't know, maybe a couple years after, I decided to try the Body for Life, and it was incredible, man. Just incredible.
You were a Greek god as well.
Yeah, I was extremely sculpted. And then I have been constantly, and I do it every year for fun, and I've been in great shape.
Awesome.
Yeah, in midlife, the best shape of my life. Until now, of course, that I had to stop doing everything, but I'll have some good before and after pictures this time because I'm at my fattest I've ever been now. Definitely my biggest, roundest belly ever.
So you think that this will be a good starting point? This will probably be your best starting point as far as showing?
No, I wouldn't say it's my best starting point. I know I'm going to be in shape again because I have that mindset, but I can't do the program like I wish I could, you know what I mean? Because of my injury.
Sure.
So things are going to be modified for me for a while, and whether or not I'll be able to lift really heavy later again, I don't know, but you know, I'll definitely get back in shape and it's going to be a nice transformation for sure. I'm just looking forward to the before and after pictures side by side.
But you have some pretty good, you have some good before and after pictures already.
Yeah. Yeah. I do have great ones. Yeah.
But can you put pictures up on the Jabbercast website?
Ooh. Oh yeah. Put yeah. Before and after. Yeah. I'll put mine up. I'll put my buddy Rob's up.
The Greek god dude?
Yeah. And this time, well, I won't put my before one up yet this time. I'll wait till I'm done, maybe. And then put them side by side. Because this is definitely the biggest yet. This is going to be a good impact. Although it's not going to be a 12-week thing for me. You know what I mean? I'll get into the routine of following the Body for Life program, but it's got to be modified. I'm sure it will have to be. My physiotherapist begs to differ, but he says I'll be riding my Harley this summer, and I don't think so.
And the cool thing about Body for Life is you can go to Mrs. Fields every Sunday.
Oh, that's the nice thing about Body for Life is that you can, you know, Sunday is cheat day. And what I did the first time is that I only did cheat once on a Sunday, like every Sunday. I didn't cheat all day and have all the garbage you want, but I had one bad thing. Or if you do have bad things, have your good things with it. You know, eat your tuna, your proteins for lunch, and then have a couple cookies or something, or have a little piece of cake or whatever. And then, you know, for your next meal, have your protein shake and then have some kind of goodie with it if you want to have the carbs or something sweet. But try, you know, to do things right. If you have to gorge on Sunday, go ahead. But the rest of the week, you won't be.
Okay, we got about 30 seconds left. Do you want to let our listeners know where they can get a hold of us? Any party?
Get a hold of us at www.thejabbercast.com. You can email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. You can go to the contact page on our website. We have a My Chingo recorder. You can send us a show topic or any kind of comment you'd like. And our username is thejabbercast for every contact possible, like Skype and MSN and Yahoo and everything. We're on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., A Touch of Class Radio. Thanks for all you people that are listening this morning. We really appreciate you being here.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you next week.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.